The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here is local racing authority Sam Chapman with this week's race day edition of Sound of Speed, only on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is The Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam, here to get you set up for the Exalta We Paint Winners 400 from the Pocono Raceway. All the action is set to kick off at 1 on Fox Sports 1, TSN, and MRN Radio. This afternoon, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series takes to the Tricky Triangle in Long Pond, Pennsylvania, for 400 miles on this fast, tricky speedway. The Pocono International Raceway is a 2.5-mile triangle-shaped speedway that opened in 1971. The King, Richard Petty, would go on to win the inaugural Pocono 500 on August 4th, 1974. Pocono's unique shape has influences from all over the racing world. Each turn has been modeled after a different track. Turn 1 was modeled after the now-closed Trenton Speedway. Turn 2 was modeled after the famous turns in Indianapolis. And Turn 3 resembles the turns found at the Milwaukee Mile. This throws a curve at teams because it makes it very difficult to set up the car to handle well in all three corners. The straightaways also offer another challenge. These long straightaways have these drivers on the throttle a lot more than at most speedways, sustaining high RPMs before drivers hit the brakes and shift down in the entrance of a corner. To give you an idea of how long these straightaways are, the front stretch is over 3,740 feet long before drivers dive into turn one. That's longer than one trip around the half-mile Bristol Motor Speedway. When drivers dive into turn one, they're hitting speeds of over 200 miles an hour. All of these factors make Pocono a nightmare for the engine builders. Brad Keselowski will be leading the field down to the drop of the green flag this afternoon. Here's what he had to say following his strong qualifying run.
It's been a good track for us, and I think we've finished second here two or three times now in the last few races, and we have the one win here a few years back, and of course we'd like to add to that. So I know my guys are ready to do that. We've had a really good stretch here over the last three or four weeks of being very competitive, leading laps, being up front, and maybe not getting the wins we wanted out of it, but we did get one win, so that's something. But climbing up in points, not that that really matters, but feels good and gives us a lot of confidence and belief in ourselves that we can go out and win this week. So along with that, we tested here, which was kind of interesting, and I think we might have learned a few things. So all in all, pretty upbeat.
If you're looking for guys to watch today in Pocono, you're going to want to watch drivers with a strong team behind them. With three different turns in Pocono, a crew chief has to manipulate the car so it works really well at both ends of the speedway. If a driver doesn't have a good bite off of the corner, especially in turns 3 and 1, the loss of straightaway speed will make gaining ground on any driver nearly impossible. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Jimmy Johnson are pretty good bets to go with heading into today's Exalta We Paint Winners 400. Dale Earnhardt Jr. swept both Pocono races in 2014. In 32 races, he has 2 wins, 10 top 5s, and 14 top 10s in Pocono. So far, it's been somewhat of an up-and-down season for Team 88. If Junior can get the win this weekend in Pocono, it would lock him into the chase. Keep an eye on that 88 car throughout the day. Denny Hamlin has been good in Pocono from the very day he set foot in the speedway. Hamlin swept both of his rookie races in Pocono for his first Sprint Cup Series wins. Hamlin has since doubled that total to 4 wins at the Tricky Triangle to go along with 9 top 5s and 13 top 10s. Hamlin is locked into the chase, so that Joe Gibbs Racing number 11 team, and Hamlin can go for broke this weekend and get the win. Jimmy Johnson has been somewhat quiet this season with his lone win in Fontana, but Pocono could be a place where Johnson can sneak another win in to seat him higher in the chase grid come Richmond. Johnson has 3 wins, 11 top 5s, and 19 top 10s in Pocono. Let's see if Jimmy, crew chief Chad Knaus, and that 48 Hendrick Motorsports team can get win number 2 today in Pocono. Matt Kenseth is a previous winner at the Pocono Raceway. Here's what Kenseth had to say before today's race.
For us last year, it was getting good fuel mileage, so we ran really well. I think we were running fourth, and then Jason had a good strategy, and we had good fuel mileage and made sure we made it to the end, so that was a key for us last year.
Join me Wednesday as I recap a busy weekend of racing with MotoGP, the Verizon IndyCar Series, and much more. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the sound of speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything Wasaga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can find the latest edition of the sound of speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog, where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free, and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. That's about it for today. Don't forget to join me Wednesday for a full recap of all the action from Pocono and the rest of the racing world. Enjoy all the action from the Tricky Triangle. Have a great afternoon, race fans. Let's go racing in Pocono.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.